Thursday night, we're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, early Yom Vav Kislev, Thursday night, and we're learning Hilchos Ribbis. And with that, Hilchos Ribbis and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is Simon Samach Hey. And we're learning a lot of dinim about Ribbis, and they're very important dinim. We're going through it a little too fast, maybe.
I had a question about what we discussed yesterday on Ribbis. And that is, I gave an example a couple of days ago that if somebody comes to you, asks for $1,000, you don't have it, you go to a bank, the bank charges you $1,100, you can't pass that fee, you can't pass that along. What if the person paid the bank directly and didn't go through you? In other words, the loan is in your name. Okay, and he's going to pay directly to the bank.
You can't use pronouns in such questions. Okay. Ruvain goes to... Shimon goes to Ruvain and says, lend me 1,000 shekels.
Right.
Ruvain goes to the bank.
And the bank says it's going to cost you 1,100 total.
Yeah.
Okay, Ruvain tells Shimon that. Shimon pays the bank directly 1,100.
Doesn't help. It's who's responsible to the bank? That's what you look at. That's why you can't take someone's credit card. Mm-hmm. I can't take your credit card. Lend me your credit card. You lend it to me. I buy something. Mm-hmm. And then it's not paid back in the time frame, right? I'm not allowed to pay. I even though, like logic, you say, well, I have to pay that, the charge. I'm not allowed to because you're responsible to the, it's under your name, the card. So I'm paying up your, it's like, so you borrowed money and lent me. And now I'm.
So I have a kasha then about our shul, about how the shul was founded. And
you're talking about the loans?
Yeah.
There's a heteriska. A heteriska was made with everybody.
Okay.
Everybody made a heteriska. Unfortunately, and I say unfortunately because it is unfortunate, heteriska has become like de rigueur. Did I use it right?
Yeah.
And people have almost forgotten what it means to lend money without ribbis.
It seems like the built-in excuse.
Well, that's another problem with heteriska. That people think it's like Mishkan Shabbos Garet. They think it's like a waiver. Mm-hmm. It's not a waiver. It's a complicated financial structure, which restructures the loan as an investment, and makes the it's an investment, but it's sort of in legal. Trickery, really. It shuts off. What's an investment? So you can gain and you can lose, but it shuts off all avenues of loss. So it's a no lose situation. So it recreates the bottom line of a loan, but it's structured as an investment. It's a trick. It's a trick. Everybody agrees it's a trick. But Prusbul is also a trick. And we all do Prusbul, and selling chametz is also a trick, and we all sell our chametz. Most people sell chametz. Chametz already, some people are careful not to sell chametz gomer. But, yeah. I mean, heteriska is how the Jews survive a lot of times in the Middle Ages. You know, they. And sometimes it is an investment. Sometimes it really is. You don't really need heteriska. Sometimes people come to me and I say, no. But I want to say, it's unbelievable to me. I saw a standard contract here to buy a house with from builders. It's ribbis. There's sifim in there that are ribbis. Can't say midiraiso because it's mekachumemkar, not a loan. But it has penalties for non-payment and in a way that it's ribbis. And it's like, it's standard. And like the first time I was shown the contract, I couldn't believe it, because he said, this is the standard contract that everybody uses. Mamish ribbis. So not the oraisa, if that makes you feel any better, but... And from... They don't realize it's ribbis. And it's not... the pity is, it's relatively easy. If you're not talking about a loan, but you're talking about a sale, which right away shifts it to a drabonon, it's relatively easy to structure a penalty for late payment in a way that it wouldn't be ribbis. I just did it for someone. I just did it. If someone was signing such a contract, and I said you can't. So I said, you know, you can. It's easy if it's a one-time penalty that doesn't increase based on how many days go by. But if you tell a guy, instead of charging me X amount per month, or just let's make it a one-time penalty, I'm sure I'm going to pay on time. So I'm willing to have it be higher than you would have charged me at the lower rate before it starts increasing. So let's say, you know, instead of a half of a percent penalty, and it increases every month, let's do only a one-time penalty of 500 shekel, you know. And so the guy agreed, you know, he agreed. He didn't care about the issue of the head there.
As long as the charge is not...
I'm not paskening now. It's complicated. I'm just saying the pity is that by Mekach u'Memkar, it's relatively easy to structure it in a way that it would not be ribbis, even a late penalty. By a loan, it's much harder, obviously. With a loan, it's harder. Because a loan, you're starting off with a deraisa.
Right.
So it's not, it's harder. Okay. I mean, in Israel, I don't know, in Israel, I don't have a car, so I don't know. Are there different prices for credit card transactions and cash transactions?
I mean, for gas or just...
Yeah, for gas. In America, there's different prices.
No, because, well, for the credit cards in Israel, they work like debit cards. So there's no...
Oh, so there's no reason to.
Right. If it was a true credit card, there would be an issue. But
I see on my bill, there's a charge. But a service charge is not ribbis. I told you.
Right.
If you would charge them for the gas to go to the bank and get the loan, that's not an issue.
Right.
You charge them for the bank, for the loan. The problem here is of course the companies, the water company and the gas company, and everybody's Jewish, and you get charged ribbis if you don't pay on time, and in a way that's also, it increases.
Would that apply to penalties on a rental, like a lease apartment?
It could, depending on how it's written. You don't want late payment.
Yeah.
Any penalty for late payment, you have to check out. It should not be ribbis. But I don't know if you have to be. You really lechatchila certainly, you should be very careful to pay your bills on time. Not only because you should be careful to pay your bills on time, but also because of you enter into a plodderai of. I remember the first time I missed a payment. I didn't know what to do. So who did I go to? I think I went to Rav Fisher, maybe, or Zatzal, it's a lost cause. Just pay it and be Simech HaMekilim, then it's okay. For various reasons. Okay, but wait, it was no good. We have to learn. If you learn, you know. If you don't learn, it's all anecdotal. So we learned about Rebus Mukdemus and Rebus Mukheris and Sivov. So I hope everybody remembers what it means. It means you do it, you pay it, you give him a present before because he's so nice, he's going to lend you money. Or you give him a present afterwards because he was so nice, he lent you money. And I'm telling you, I've experienced cases with people that you don't chop, it's Rebus. You want to show your appreciation. He did you a favor, really, because Rebus is a very big... It's a chiddush. Ribbis is a chiddush. It's a chiddush that you can't rent money. You can rent everything else. But the truth is, that's not really true. Because as I explained last night, if you would structure a lending of a pen or a car, if you would do it as a halva, not as a shela, it's hard to imagine. But with paper, you can imagine. You know, I lend you a piece of paper, and I say, you know, I need paper. It's hard to get this quality paper, so I'm lending it to you. I'm not giving you a present. And there it's a halva, it's not a shela. You don't want that paper back. You want him to get you other paper. He can't give you back three sheets if you lent him two. I mean, the most common case of these problems is household items. Lend me two eggs, lend me a container of milk, I'll give you back. That's a halva, not a shela. Once it's a shela being that it's chozer be'en, what was lent is given back, And a halvah being what was lent does not have to be given back. You use it up and you give back the same thing, a different one. So that's a halvah, that's a ribus issue, and that's why it could become a problem with a container of milk, with large eggs, extra large eggs, those kind of things, even from large to extra large, or half a container of milk to a three-quarter container of milk could be a problem. It could be. Not necessarily, but it could be. But
is there a mechanism to be able to say thank you without... I mean, obviously...
We're going to learn that. We're going to learn that. We're not up to thank you yet. There's a sif about thank you. The way we say thank you, you could say it. You don't mean it. Not you. Not you.
But can you invite somebody over for a Shabbos lunch? Thank you for helping me out. Or
it's not kosher. No, it could be a problem if you wouldn't invite him normally, and your mamish giving him a meal because he helped you out with a loan. That's mamish ribus. It's ribus mu'ucheres. And you know you have to. What you do if you want to do it, there's a loophole there. Rather in that case, there's a loophole. If you don't mention that that's why you're doing it, and you wait you wait enough time that it's not obvious that that's why you're doing it, right? And you don't say anything, then it would be okay, and no winking either. Not a wink. Okay, let's learn. I don't know. I need a rest between this and Tanya. Siv Zion says if you lend someone money for X amount of time and you make up with him that he's going to lend you money also when you need it. Right? So that apparently is okay. What's not okay is if you are demanding of him that he lend you more money than he lent you, or he gives you more time than you gave him. So you're gaining. I'm not sure, why isn't it ribis? Oh, and then there's a machlokes. So that is ribis for sure. What about if you just make up that he's going to lend you when you need it?
No,
for the same amount of time and the same amount of money. But the very fact that you're forcing him... You say, because I lent you money, so you're going to lend me money. But it's only a loan, you're going to pay it back, so he's not really giving you anything. Is that ribus? Is a loan ribus? Is a loan ribus? If the loan is for more time than your loan, or for more money than your loan, it for sure is. But what about if all the conditions are the same? Is the very granting of a loan ribus? It's a machlokas. Some say... What?
Can it be less?
It would be the same shaila, though. It would be the same shaila.
So
the shaila is that, right? Are you giving me something? Is that ribus when you're lending me money and I have to pay it back? So some say it's mutter, some say it's usur, and you should be machmir. But if they didn't make up, but the guy says, you know, you lent me, let me do you a favor, and I'm lending you, so you can be makil, even though. It also could be ribbis, even without a stipulation, it's ribbis. If you come and give me more money, right? But if there's no stipulation, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you can go with the Mekilim and not consider alone ribbis. And it allows someone to, quote, pay you back by making a loan to you if it wasn't stipulated that he has to. I just go to you on my own. I said, you know what? You lent me money when I needed it, so I'm therefore going to lend you money when you need it. That would be a machlokes, but the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is makil. Since it's not stipulated, he's makil that you're allowed to do it. And again, this is the type of thing that could probably goes on every day. Like, this is such a common thing. You lent me, so I'm lending you. Like, who thinks of ribbis? But yes, I'm doing you a favor because you lent me money.
There's actually a on the stock market that does